This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Play a game.
What time is it? Oh, 7 after the hour. What does that mean? It means it's time for more of the DJV program. Let's get people rolling here. Jennifer Horn is on the air with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our main studio in Washington. I'm in Boston. Jennifer is in Los Angeles. And away we go with another biggie. All right, Jennifer, you're in charge of the biggies.
Well, I have sad news. Can we hit the funeral march, Kara?
Dun, 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 dun.
The sad news is that Kanye West says that he is quitting politics.
No. Yes. Oh, my God.
And he's attacked President Trump in his messages over immigration, saying, I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in.
Really? Good for him. Congratulations.
So here's the deal. Kanye West on Twitter this week, in an extended Twitter rant, not just a shorty, but an extended one, claimed he was used and he denounced the Blexit movement. The Blexit movement is the black exit from the Democratic Party that was coordinated by Candace Owens at Turning Point USA, who is friends with Kanye West. She asked him to design some of the hats and T-shirts that would be sold for the Blexit movement. Kanye did it happily. He said, my eyes are now wide open and I now realize I've been used to spread messages I don't believe in. I support those who risk their lives to serve and protect us, and I support holding people who misuse their power accountable. So he's been a Trump supporter for the last, I don't know, what, couple weeks, couple months, maybe a couple years. He said he would have voted for him in 2016 if he had voted. But he decided now that he didn't denounce the Blexit movement, saying, excuse me,
yes,
that these immigration orders by the president, or at least the talk of them, are not exactly how he thinks the direction of the country should go. This is why, and this makes me laugh, and I was not one of them. I always like, look, I think Kanye West is Kanye West. I can't tell you that I love him. I can't tell you that I hate him.
His definition is who he is.
But I know, and I'm talking to all of you conservatives. I am one. I'm on your team. But for all of you conservatives who, for the 2 weeks that Kanye West was a Trump supporter, thought that he was the greatest thing ever, and now you're going to denounce him, and you're going to have to say, oh, that Kanye West, he's just an idiot. This is all you have to do. Just say, you know what? I support people's right to say what they want. If he wants to support the president, good for him. If he doesn't, great. Now you're going to have a bunch of people in our business that we love very much and probably that we respect, our colleagues, Dougie, who are going to have to do some backtracking from their love of Kanye West that they developed
three or four days ago. Having to get the shoe leather out of their mouth. It's your choice to do what you want with, but heavens.
It's so fun. I just think of my own partner. One of my, you know, I do 7,000 shows during the day. And one of my work husbands, not you, Dougie, is my friend Don Dix, who I love so much. But he became a Kanye West fan. Not a Kanye West fan before, but he was like, this guy's amazing. Great. I have a feeling today when I talk to him, maybe not so much.
Not so much. All right. Here's something crazy. You heard the story about the bloggers who spent a couple of years of their lives traveling around the world doing a blog, fell off of a cliff at Yosemite and died. Do you hear the story of the couple from India traveling our country, Vishnu Vishwana and Mikanshi Murthy from India? They were living in America. They fell 800 feet at Yosemite and died. According to the National Park Service, this area known as Taft Point has very steep terrain, popular spot for tourists trying to take the perfect selfie. So these people, in their stupidity, how many times has this happened?
I don't know if people just back up to the edge.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful place, but it's a cliff. It doesn't have any fence around it. You step a little too close, there's nothing to grab onto, and you fall off the edge.
See you later. Adios.
It's not worth it.
That's the end of the line.
But I guess hindsight is 20/20.
They should have been looking at their heinies before they get too close.
Yeah, no kidding. They should have been looking at the hindsight.
All right. Here's a Generation Z report, Kara. Is what Generation Z is the generation after millennials, right? Mm-hmm. The youngsters?
Yep.
This is not necessarily good news at all. Young people between the ages of 15 and 21, listen up, taken to political activism this year. New survey indicates that the state of the nation is to blame for this generation's stress level. Gun violence, sexual assault claims, immigration problems, all over the news. The American Psychological Association has put out their annual stress report, says that these issues are the main cause of stress among young people in Generation Z. The survey conducted among 3,500 people between the ages of 18 and 30, it looks like, included interviews with 300 teenagers. And when, no, these were the younger ones, were 15, 16, 17. And basically what this does, Jen, is measure attitude and perception, especially when it comes to stress, identifying the leading sources of stress as this, you know, the political activism, state of the nation, gun violence, sexual assault, that sort of thing.
I think 15 to 21-year-olds definitely have different stressors than 15 to 21-year-olds in the past. But to say that they're, because that's what they're trying to say here, right? That the Generation Z has the most mental health problems of any generation. I would love to go back and study what millennials were like when they were 17 to 21 and then what other generations were like. Because isn't that just the time of your life when you're, you know, super
yeah, that age, you're trying to figure out who you are.
Yeah.
Your sexual identity, what you want to do with your life, you want to go to college, you want to get a job. It's a crazy time. This is a stupid survey. But it does bring one around.
I also think that the modern age provides some stress, some more stress, too. And that is when I was
devices.
When I was a kid, I got to come home from school, and now other kids don't. If they have devices, if they have Facebook, if they have social media, you know, it sometimes it follows you home. Now, of course, I'm not that old. I had the phone, but I didn't have cell phones. I had my parents watching over me when I was on the phone. So I think that there's, I don't know, I just feel like the stress is a little more adult.
There was more parental supervision, don't you think, in some ways, Jennifer?
I think for some people, I mean, I think that's still familial. I think some families provide more supervision than others. And that probably has been the same throughout our time, throughout history. But I think that it's just that we are so connected.
Yeah.
In
too much.
That, yeah, that there's no way to take that break. I mean, it's why all of us feel so stressed out. It's because now work comes home with us. It used to be during the Mad Men era that you'd work, you'd have 14 martinis at lunch, you'd go back to work, and then you'd go home and your wife would hand you your slippers. And you didn't have to necessarily take work home with you. And now, none of us ever stop. And if we do, then it's like, well, we better post a picture on social media to let people know we're still alive.
So, one of the other stressors is the amount, whether it's real or accurately reported, school shootings and the shootings in general, like the synagogue shooting this past weekend, that kind of stuff. That would increase. Those sort of things didn't go on with the frequency they do now. Because there's so many more angry people and people that come from strange places. They can't get used to living in America, that kind of stuff. But anyway, the whole business of your mind and body. This is the survey conducted with the Mind Body Health campaign that's going on right now. First year the survey has asked about gun violence, and that certainly is up there, but it ought to have been a question that was asked before. Gun violence, violence in general, is way up. So anyway, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder, does this help? Getting a report like this to know what the problems are, or it would be more helpful to take these problems and try to deal with them with the people who are reporting that this is on their mind. I would think that would be more helpful.
Yeah, I don't know. The only thing I can think of doing is maybe training your counselors in a different way to deal with those specific issues.
School counselors.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, my school counselors didn't really do anything except kind of talk to us about college, and that was it, and they barely even did that. So
in my school experience, whether it was teaching or going to school, the guidance counselors were frustrated teachers who didn't want to teach anymore, so they became guidance counselors. In a moment, as long as we're talking about mental health, Let's find out what scary movies do to your mind after this.
Trade Pros. Ferguson's proud to be a part in what you do, and it's our aim to be the easiest one of your long day on the job. With over 1,000 one-stop shop counter locations, expert associates, and an unmatched selection of go-to and hard-to-find OEM repair products, you can depend on us to do our part every day. And Ferguson's one-hour will call, same-day, next-day delivery, and online ordering and inventory management solutions are making things simpler for those that work the hardest. Visit Ferguson.com and find a counter location near you.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected to Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
So here's a story that may sound familiar. I used to post to several job boards, only to be overwhelmed with tons of the wrong resumes.
And because there were so many resumes,
it was tough to separate the great candidates from those who weren't the best fit. I mean, it's not easy to find the right person for
my wineries,
my sports medicine business,
our global PR agencies.
That old process was definitely
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter. They figured out hiring.
ZipRecruiter did the work for me. Their powerful matching technology scanned thousands of resumes to identify people with the right skills, education, and experience for my job.
And actively invited them to apply.
So I got qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try ZipRecruiter now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
If you haven't heard much about the MIND diet, that's M-I-N-D, you will. I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Alzheimer's and dementia develop years before it becomes evident, so early intervention is key. Antioxidants, coffee, cocoa, exercise, restful sleep. The list of potential preventive measures is long. Current wisdom suggests nutrition plays a major role in forestalling disease. So now comes along the MIND diet. According to a new study, this diet could slash risk by up to 50%, even when adhered to moderately. The diet highlights whole grains, vegetables, nuts, beans, poultry, and fish. It limits saturated fats and processed and fried foods. The MIND diet is actually a blending of other nutritional plans, including the better-known Mediterranean diet. More research is needed, but one thing is for certain. Your brain will love getting some peace of mind. The diet, that is.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, 19 after. A new study out aims to help us tackle fear. Study's intro says we have four basic emotions: happiness, sadness, anger, and fear. Fear is there to keep us alive, and it's something that's so inherently part of just being human, we have a kind of dysfunctional relationship with it. If fear is such an important emotion, how do we and why do we go to things that frighten us? Scary movies. Believe it or not, they are confidence builders. Really. An awareness of how your body reacts to fear while watching a horror flick can help you better manage fear in real life. Yeah, I'm going to go watch Halloween to help me manage my fear better. Right. So, we've all had our fear. We have our fears. Some people say, Chuck Curry's a movie guy, he goes to the movies, see these crazy, scary movies, and he comes out in a better mood.
People are so strange. Chuck is one.
Yeah. Shockingly, according to the study, horror movies soothe anxiety in people.
Anxiety comes from having... when I would have anxiety attacks, it has too much adrenaline in your body. So when you use the adrenaline at the movie theater, you probably feel better about it, right? Your body feels
not
better.
Not me. Nope. I don't want to be. Yeah.
Doug needs a nap.
Yeah, thank you very much. That is very helpful, Jennifer. 21 after the hour on the DJV program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Insane! 23 and change at the hour on the DJV program. Jen Jen, Doug, and Kara, I can't do that with Kara's name. Game Show Network announcing that Joey Fat One hosting their newest game show called Common Knowledge.
Poor Joey
Fatone.
I know.
From NSYNC. Series set to premiere next year, January 14th. We'll air Monday through Friday at 5:30. What is there about him that makes him a good game show? Well, how do they pair these ideas up? Common Knowledge, the game show set to test your everyday knowledge. Things that people ought to know the answers to. Everyday questions. It'll be two teams of three players consisting of family, friends, or co-workers answering the questions in order to get to the next round. They win $10,000. Can you say a knockoff of Family Feud? That's what this looks
like
to me. You like this idea or you like Family Feud?
I'm into Joey Fatone.
Who is also on Family Feud. So I don't know if he's a producer on this and he's just taking all the... Yeah, well, I'm saying on the news show. So I don't know if he's taking all the Family Feud ideas and making a new show out of it or what, but he's got a great announcer voice. I like him on Family Feud.
Yeah.
I don't know. He's a nice guy, I think.
Yeah.
He's good on My Big Fat Greek Wedding. He's good in that.
Well, that's because he's the fat one.
He's
well.
Funny, nice, cool one.
Yeah. NSYNC. Who are some of the other famous members of NSYNC, ladies?
Justin Timberlake. Hello. Lance Bass and J.C. Chassé and Chris Kirkpatrick.
Justin Bieber didn't make it. He's too young, right?
No. Warm. He was probably like two when they came
out. Two at the time. By the way, Justin Bieber has cut his hair, and apparently the internet's very happy about that. His fans like his new look. Maybe his wife cut him to clean up his act a little, huh, you think?
You now have 1 degree of separation.
I do.
To Justin Bieber.
How's that? I got a haircut?
Yeah, your friend Stephen Baldwin is his father-in-law.
Oh, that's right, too. Married Haley Baldwin. That's right, yep. Right. Okay, next in the music department, a celebration of the richest celebrities under the age of 30 in England. They seem to all be musicians, Kara, including your pal Harry Styles, Adele, Ed Sheeran, They are the richest celebrities under 30. Annual list published by Heat Magazine. Is it In Heat or just Heat Magazine?
I think it's just Heat.
Ranks Adele as the highest earning celebrity
also,
in the UK.
Adele is still under 30. I feel like she looks
she should
so
be 95.
Much older.
Yeah, seriously. I know, her talent.
She's
yeah.
29 or so. Yeah, getting close.
Her career. Yeah, she should be like in retirement.
She's worth close to a couple of hundred million. She made $19 million last year. She's followed in second place by Ed Sheeran, who has a net worth of $119 million. Harry Styles, reportedly the richest member of One Direction after launching his solo career, increasing his fortune to $73 million ahead of the other members. Adele will likely increase her earnings even more. She's expected to release her next album next year. After recently starting work on her fourth record, Ed Sheeran, Cara is set to embark on a massive UK stadium tour. How many of those stadiums are there? Stadium tours?
I imagine there's a big one in every city.
Well, that's right. They have
every major.
All the big cities across Europe.
Is. Oh, I thought it was just England. No?
No.
It's all across Europe? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, good.
Well, I think so. I don't know. I won't be there, so.
What do you like best about Harry Styles? And you like them both. Why do you like them both?
Because they're good singers, and they're nice and fun, and also Harry Styles is a beautiful person.
I see.
Not the main reason, but it helps. No.
She's in love, Doug. Just
she's got a nice smile on her voice when she talks about him. That's
sweet.
Can you
tell from my voice?
Yes, I can.
Very sappy about it.
28 after the hour.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry's starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 0707 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 0707. Enjoy!
You wouldn't put a square peg in a round hole, so why would you deploy a traditional firewall in a modern decentralized network? Firewalls have new requirements for businesses leveraging SaaS-based applications and public cloud platforms like AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. We're in the cloud generation now, so your firewalls have to be engineered to fit right in. Reclaim your cloud network. Try a Barracuda Cloud Generation Network or Application Firewall free at barracuda.com/.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
We're tougher than anybody. We're tougher than any force. And we're probably going to have to be, unfortunately.
President Trump at a Make America Great Again rally in Fort Myers, Florida for Republican Ron DeSantis, who's running for governor. The president discussing the caravan and says he's putting an end to the old practice of catch and release.
I tell them, turn back, and they're not going to be released. It's called catch, but we take the word release out. We're not releasing anymore.
The president blaming Democrats for refusing to take action on illegals coming into our country.
Democrats want open borders, and they want to invite caravan after caravan into our country, which brings crime upon crime.
On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 241 points, the NASDAQ up 144, and the S&P 500 up 29. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Four after the hour, crunching the information and the conversation on the DJV show, so you'll know what's going on, the facts. You'll have us talking about what we think, and maybe some clarifications of things. For example, Jennifer, there's a focus on what people have to say before the election next week.
Yeah,
elections
focus. Mm-hmm.
James Cromwell, the actor, says if Democrats are not elected, there will be blood in the streets. Yeah, who? How does he come to that?
And James then he Cromwell said, that'll do, Pig.
Pig. He's a good actor. I find him to be a good character actor.
Yeah, a little dramatic, clearly.
Yeah, a little.
Because, you know, that's
drama.
A big statement. But
yeah.
I don't know. This whole mob mentality of just, you know, everything is going to be horrible. Look, I have got news for you. Unless
have
I'm
you?
Totally wrong and, like, totally misfiring, there's going to be no blue wave. There's going to be no red wave. There's going to be no wave at all. There's going to be a few seats picked up by Republicans.
Wave goodbye to a few people.
The House will most likely go to the Democrats, but only by a few seats. And maybe if Republicans vote, they might be able to hold it. It's no doubt the majority will shrink in the House for Republicans. Whether or not they keep control is the question. And probably it will go to the Democrats. But holy smokes, people. Everybody's going to be okay. We're all going to wake up on the day after Election Day, and everybody's going to be fine. There's not going to be blood in the streets. It's okay.
Yeah.
We don't have to do this.
It's okay.
Do you like that? This moment of... I'm giving you your break today.
Thank you.
Clarity and sanity.
And you deserve a break today. All right. Speaking of breaks, I'd like to have a break from Mr. Mueller, who apparently has asked the FBI to investigate some of the women who have made claims women were offered money to allegedly have a hoochie coo with him. Is that the claim at the moment? What's the story
That's what he says. So Mueller, I guess, has asked the FBI, or in the past, I don't know how new this is. We don't have a time frame. But he says that there was a scheme against him where his opponents were offering women money to make false claims about him.
Oh, not he was paying them.
Correct.
To have sex, so I get it. Okay.
Right. So he's saying that people were trying to take down his investigation by making these claims.
Ah, okay. Not much.
Just for the record, I hadn't heard anything about Mueller and his, you know, whether or not there were women involved with him. I haven't heard much about him at all lately, to be honest.
No, I was thinking that, too. Apparently, Giuliani has said that the president may have a conversation with Mueller after the midterms. Why would that make a difference?
They've asked him, so I think what they've agreed on, and we haven't gotten the formal, yes, this is what's going to happen, but from the rumblings that I've heard, it seems that Trump is going to most likely do written answers to questions from Mueller. Mm-hmm. And there might be an in-person interview, but it would be very limited in scope as to what they could talk about. But he's going to fill out those questions. Giuliani has said, we have not finished filling them out. We'll do that, but most likely it would be submitted after the midterms. And that's political. They don't want to have the story about President Trump testifying to this investigation under oath, but in writing, as part of the theme for the midterm elections. So they're holding this off on purpose. My thought is they'll probably do it directly after that, because the day after Election Day, you know, we start 2020's presidential election.
Who's going to win? Let's go. Right. Another election. Meanwhile, the comedic actor... entertainer Dave Chappelle, who I actually think is quite funny, says Trump gets too much credit or blame for the problems. I thought that was kind of interesting, because there is this mania, this focus on blaming Trump for everything, depending on your political swath, the swath that you cut. Chappelle, I can't imagine, is much of a Trump supporter, but what was the occasion? Why would he have said something like that? Somebody stick a microphone in his face and say, hey, Dave, what do you think of Trump?
Yeah, like, I think his point is that he's trying to write him off, saying that Trump just really isn't all that important, and that he gets too much credit for America's current state of affairs, where he's actually more symptomatic of a bigger thing that's going on in the country. This is actually what I've been saying for a long time. Everybody wants to blame Trump for the tone. Everybody wants to blame Trump for the rhetoric. Everybody wants to blame Trump for the division. What they don't understand is that's why we elected Trump, is because he was the person to shake things up. He was the person to disrupt.
Shake.
Yeah.
Shake,
so
shake,
I think Chappelle's actually making a really good point here, at least because I agree with him. And
that means it's a good point if you agree with him.
Right.
It's a good point. Yes.
He and Jon Stewart were being interviewed by Christian Amanpour on CNN.
What a big deal.
And he said that it wasn't Trump's sole responsibility for America's division. So there you go.
Yeah, I think he's just saying that all of these problems with Russia meddling and our elections, they didn't cause us to feel the way that we feel. We've had a lot of issues in this country for a long time with racism and other stuff like that. And
it's a very mature way of looking at it, Kara. So speaking of mature, this is Halloween week. Here's the story of a man from Picayune, Mississippi. Picayune. I'm on the air there, I think. Picayune, Mississippi, if I'm on the air there.
You're on a Picaloon.
Picaloon, okay.
And they pick you.
Thank you. Anyway, this guy's gone to a costume party last Saturday at a bar and grill called Mutt's. His costume was a KKK outfit, accessorized with the Mississippi flag. Georgia adopted this new flag in 2003 because the old one wasn't cool. Anyway, a photo of the costume and some other things that were kind of disgusting, but this guy showed up on Facebook. So he was asked by the people who own the restaurant to not ever show up. In other words, he's banned. The guy said from the restaurant, hey, they say racism is dead. I don't know that that is true because I'm looking at a picture of this guy. Do you see it? In the KKK uniform holding up the flag.
I think people do stupid. I mean, you were talking about the father and his son who dressed up like Hitler for Halloween.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I think sometimes people either they're idiots or this is how they really feel and they're not ashamed of it at all. And they just do it because they want some.
It's just a costume. It's just a game.
Or they think it's funny. That's the other thing is they misfire and they think it's going to be ironic and funny.
Mm. I guess if people have bad senses of humor, that's what I think.
So I want to sober everybody up a little bit. Story of
drunk.
This is a story that the only reason I would tell this story, you know, those of you who've been listening to me for a long time, you know how I get when it comes to tearjerker stuff, and I sometimes think there's a lesson, and sometimes it's just a story. This is a story of Jenna Ree Goodbar and her dog Cash. The dog ran out into the street. She ran out to chase him. She got run over, dog got run over, buried together this week in the cemetery. The dog and the girl died together, got buried together. She was 12 years old.
I think if there's anything positive that comes out of it, which obviously it's hard to imagine, but I think it just goes to highlight how much people love their animals and how much they mean to them. They'll do anything for them.
Yeah. A tragedy. Father said that she was enamored by the dog, brought it with her wherever she went. And mother says she'll be remembered as a sweet, energetic, dog-loving little girl. So there's a GoFundMe page apparently to pay for her funeral, $15,000 in any money. Mother says she was overwhelmed by people's generosity. Think about it in terms of your own. I mean, look at the pictures of this kid. What a beautiful little kid.
Sad.
All right. Whatever else is going on around the country, we'll have a little more focus on that after these words.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at craftsman.com and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
The Epson EcoTank printer, available at your local Staples, comes with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. That's up to 2 years worth of reports and proposals. Up to 2 years of not running out of ink when you need to print 5 copies of a report for a meeting starting now. And during Staples printing event, save $50 on the Epson EcoTank 2750. Plus, trade in your old printer and get another $30 off. Up to 2 years worth of ink and no hassle printing. Now at Staples. Offer ends 11/3/18.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. For most people, thinning a little around the middle would be a good thing. But thinning hair is another matter. Hair loss can affect both men and women. But why does it happen? The answer? Testosterone receptors on the scalp.
If you have an excess or those receptors are simply finely attuned and overzealous, it will cause your hair density or the hair shaft itself to decrease in diameter. And also the hair follicle will retract upward in the skin. So the hair is not deeply seated and it's not thick. And over time, that leads to what we call male pattern baldness and female pattern baldness.
If you start seeing hair loss and you're concerned, dermatologist Dr. Don Davis says the best time to do something is
immediately, because you want to halt that hormone stimulation and progression on the scalp.
She says over-the-counter minoxidil works very well. Otherwise, there are a number of prescription treatments as well. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, let's see what else is going on around the country. A woman accusing American Airlines of stealing $8,000 worth of her belongings from her suitcase. Turned out the only person she had to blame for the mix-up was herself, Anna Knight, flying into Miami. Retrieved her suitcase, or what she thought was her suitcase. She opened it up and she didn't recognize anything inside. A lot of travel essentials, souvenirs were replaced with other things that didn't make any sense to her. Somebody stole my bag, and apparently she took the wrong bag.
Oh, man. She didn't notice. She was like, someone stole my bag. Someone stole all my
stuff. She was all over social media. I'll never fly with American again!
Usually when I do something that dumb, I realize it right away before I make a stink. But
all my stuff is gone. Yeah, right.
Because you know we've all done that where we're like, this isn't my, what happened here?
Yeah. The future of Campbell's Soup, or at least the brand, is uncertain. This week, a report from the company having their shareholder meeting, falling sales. Well, they don't make their soup. They use the cheapest chicken, a lot of salt in it. People are becoming more conscious of that stuff. There's an investor named Daniel Loeb, who's an activist, accusing other board members of mismanagement, ill-conceived strategy, inept execution. He sued Campbell, claiming it misled investors, has demanded that it be sold to a company that knows how to run it. Been around for 149 years, the company has. They say they're confident, many of the board members, about future solutions. This guy is a big investor, but he's not on the board. Experts have said one solution could be taking the company private, free it from investors' demands for growth. Well, that's what investors want. They want to have their money put to work.
Right.
Hello? Yeah. Okay, let's see here. The U.S. and South Korea this week, Jennifer, talking about North Korea denuclearization. Are we getting anywhere here?
I don't know, but I think there's another meeting set up down the road, and you know, all the indications are that there is some progress being made, but is it enough, and is the ultimate end goal going to be the same for both our country and North Korea?
Well, they are trying. The ultimate end here seems to be to bring an end to the war, the hostilities for 70 years going on the Korean Peninsula. Good goal. 10 before the hour.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Stephen here. Dr. Joel Wallach, renowned for his groundbreaking research in the health areas that we're most concerned about. What do you need in your body? That sort of thing. He dedicates his life to lecturing around the country and around the world, and we're fortunate to have him here as part of the new team. I think what I'd like to do is have you go through your background. You've been lecturing on health and health-related issues for decades. What brought you around to having the focus that you have in your background?
Well, let's see here. I think first I have 4 degrees, 3 doctorates, a degree in agriculture, a degree in veterinary medicine, a degree in comparative pathology, was a National Institute of Health study, and did 20,000 autopsies, 17,000 change over 454 species of animals, 3,000 humans. And it was during the mid-60s to find a species of animals that were susceptible to the same pollutants that human beings were going to use the zoo animals in the big cities as the canary in the mine, like the old coal miners used to use canaries. They'd take them down to the mine to detect poisonous gases before they died. And so that got me started when I was 9. Went to school, wanted to be a scientific farmer. My roommate, I was wrestling for the University of Missouri, so they put me in with the athletes, and my roommate was going to try to get into veterinary school, and I didn't want to do that. He said, I'd come along anyway, so I tried, and sure enough, I got put into veterinary school, and that started me off in that. Well, then jumping forward to 1977, after my thesis was in the Smithsonian Institute as a national treasure from those 20,000 autopsies, I'm working at the Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia, and Emory University, and I discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis, supposed to be the classic example of a genetically transmitted disease, a birth defect. And I found that, to make a long story short, there was a simple nutritional deficiency during pregnancy or after pregnancy. It could reverse it And they fired me. He said, Wallach, you can't see this as a simple nutritional deficiency. It's a genetic disease. Well, again, you know, test me because it's not a genetic disease. And they fired me. And I went back to school and became a physician because I knew that they weren't going to treat the kids right. So that's what got me started treating humans.
So you have a degree, a doctor of veterinary medicine, and you have a doctorate. You're a doctor.
Primary care physician is naturopathic medicine. Hmm?
Yeah. And what do they call those? DOs?
DOs is a osteopath. Okay, an osteopathic physician. So I'm an ND, naturopathic doctor, ND.
Yeah.
N is in Nancy, so, D.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you've used all of this to come up with all the theories, the lectures, your experiences over the years, and I hope that we have the occasion from time to time to talk to you directly, spend an hour or so together, and have the opportunity to address some of the things, the alternative health approaches that you have discovered. The first discovery at 9, calcium or the vitamins and minerals that were in that alfalfa pellet, do you think that stuff today is as good as it was when you were a kid?
Oh, yes. It's probably even better than it was when I was a kid. When you're talking about animal feeds, because we have no insurance for them, it'd be, you know, it'd cost you $25 for a loaf of bread if we weren't putting vitamins and minerals in the alfalfa pellets for animals. And so the reason why people have economical sources of food in the United States is because we do give animals, livestock, these nutrients, kind of like an insurance policy. And, of course, what I thought, well, why can't we do the same thing for people? So I came up with a basic program I call the Healthy Start Pack. And the Healthy Start Pack originally was called Dr. Wallach's Pig Arthritis Farm, and the FDA didn't like that because they didn't like using a name of a disease with a nutrition. Mm-hmm. And so I had to change it from Dr. Wallach's Pig Arthritis Formula to the Pig Pack. And people didn't like that, so I changed it to the Healthy Start Pack. And the Healthy Start Pack, of course, gives you the 90 essential nutrients, 60, 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 3 fatty acids, that all vertebrates. And that's the advantage I had, was that most doctors or people from pharmacy departments or in universities or pharmaceutical companies, when they do a study on a pharmaceutical, they'll use 100 white rats or 50 chickens or something like that, or maybe 100 people. I did my study on 20,000 vertebrates, 454 species of animals, 17,000 and some change, 3,000 human beings, 20 million chemistries, 20 million slides, special stains, looking for pollutants. So I can say that these are the animals that get the same problems when they get contact with the same pollutants that we do, looking for that canary in the mine so we can save Americans from pollution way back then in the middle 60s.
A lot of fabulous products that you'll read about on the DJV Health News website. Go to djvhealthnews.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.